me jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Cruise and WGCM.
I don't know what it's all about, but I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure I never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me, a girl like you. Girl like you. Must be you that caused this feeling in me. You that fills me confidently. You that brings the best out of me. To figure out what to do, so I'll leave it to you. Only know that when you're away from me, nothing satisfies the need in me. For a girl like you, a girl like you, must be you that caused this feeling in me. You that but in me, you that brings the best out in me. You, nobody, nobody. Every time I'm holding you close to me, trouble's gone, it's gone. I'm in ecstasy with a girl. Girl like you. Someone love me. Girl like you. Someone to understand.
Something
you can't sit down.
Everybody is a jumping.
You can't sit down.
You gotta slap, bop, flip, flop, hip hop all around.
You can't sit down. You can't sit down.
You gotta move, move, move around and around.
You can't sit down. You can't sit down.
You gotta fly, fly, fly way off the ground.
They're putting down a crazy sound.
No, no, you can't sit down. No, no, you can't sit down. When you're on South Street,
you can't sit down.
And the band is really booming. You see the gang of grooving.
You can't sit down.
I gotta get your motor moving.
You can't sit down.
You gotta make it, break it, shake it all around.
You can't sit down. You can't sit down.
You gotta move, move, move around and around.
You can't sit down. You can't sit down.
You gotta fly, fly, fly way off the ground.
They're pulling down a crazy sound.
No, no, you can't sit down. No, no, you can't sit down.
Hey.
Beep, 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 beep,
Thanks for cruising along with us. We are cruising WGCN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Finally passed out in her front yard. Woo! It wasn't wine that I had too much of. It was a double shot of my baby's love. Double shot of my baby's love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Double shot of my baby's love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Potion that I had too much of. It was a double shot of my baby's love. It's a good thing for me they don't follow that stuff. Well, my heart begins to fly like a dove when I take a double shot of my baby's love. Oh! Double shot of my baby's love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Double shot of my baby's love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Potion that I had too much of. It was a double shot of my baby's love.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Lucky Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. Connect the Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Lucky Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for the second of 138 games in 2024. And game two of a three-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Montgomery Biscuits, double-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Jambic Blake alongside you. Hope you're able to get some sleep after a wild game one of this series on Friday night. Shuckers won it 8-7. Which is a fairly normal score, but everything that got us to 8-7 as the final score was anything but ordinary. Shuckers fell down early by a 5-0 score. Montgomery was able to tally four runs off Shuckers starter Jacob Mizorowski despite seven strikeouts and just two hits allowed from the Brewers' top pitching prospect. Montgomery would then tack on another to go up 5-0 in the fifth. Shuckers struck back with two in the sixth, but two quick runs for Montgomery in the seventh extended the lead back to five at 7-2. Then came the eighth inning. The Shuckers scored five runs on one total hit, two balks, two hit-by-pitches, two errors, two walks, and one Brock Wilkins single. The entirety of the inning, the Shuckers scored five to tie it up at seven. Then, in the bottom of the ninth inning, after a perfect top of the ninth inning from Shuckers reliever Shane Smith, who's been dominant in three AA appearances throughout his career, he hasn't allowed a run in any of them, and much less than that, he hasn't allowed a hit either. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Wes Clark gets on with the walk. Freddie Zamora comes on to pinch run. Ethan Murray is then hit by a pitch in the upper part of his shoulder, which puts runners at first and second for Ernesto Martinez Jr., who drives in the winning runs with a bloop double to right center to give the Shuckers an 8-7 win and a 1-0 record, and to give manager Joe Arolt his first win in AA in his inaugural game that he's managed, which makes him join Carlos Cibero and Mike Guerrero as the third manager in Shuckers franchise history to win in their debut. There have only been three managers in Shuckers franchise history. Good company for Arolt. It's all because of Ernesto Martinez Jr.'s heroics in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ernesto joins us next for today's pregame interview. Talk a bit about his second career opening day walk-off on the same exact pitch and a hit to the same exact place. We also chat with him a bit about re-upping with the Milwaukee Brewers this offseason after he could have elected to become a minor league free agent. That comes your way next before a 6:05 start on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We're getting set game two of a three-game set between the Shockers and the Biscuits to start the 2024 season. We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview, and we're joined by last night's hero, Ernesto Martinez Jr., who had that big game-winning RBI double to walk it off in the ninth. Ernesto, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for providing some fireworks last night. How fun was that to get the walk-off?
It was nice. It was nice. I was talking to Garcia for the whole, like, second half of the game. He was like, yo, if we tie this thing, it's going to come down to you, so you better be ready. I was like, if I go in, I'm going to be pushing for the fastball. But if you throw a slider, I'm ripping it off. And then he threw the slider and then happened to catch barrel.
Now, you have two walk-off doubles on opening day, one in 2022, this time in 2024. Both of them on the slider. How weird is that it's happened twice? Like lightning striking twice.
Yeah, it's weird, though. Both of the closers had quick sliders, so I kind of been ready for, like, something quick. So last time it was double right center with the slider, and then this time it happened the same thing because they always try to go back foot on me. So I kind of, like, they're kind of catching barrel with me. So.
How big was it for this team second half of the game? It seemed like once you guys would get into the Montgomery bullpen, things would happen. What was it like in the dugout when things really started to turn around second half of that ball game?
I think it was just, first day everybody's, kind of excited to start. And then, we haven't, for baseball players sometimes where, the park that you play, you're not used sometimes. Even when we play the college team, we were like, it feels a little bit weird. But after that, when the night came in, we already had, like, two at-bats each, and the relievers were even harder to hit than the starter, and we're feeling great after that second half. So I think it was just that.
How big is it, too, to have that kind of fun on opening night going into 138 games, and game one ends like that?
It's great, dude. The team chemistry is super high. Everybody was hustling. Everybody was, rooting. Everybody was pulling to the same side, so... Yeah, it was great. It was great. The team is all in harmony right now. The chemistry, everything is fine. Everything's perfect right now.
We talked when you were here last year about how much you had wanted to finally get to the Double-A level, and you made it last year, and you're starting the year in Biloxi for 2024. How exciting is it to be around this group of guys and a lot of returners that you played with last year and some guys you played with in Wisconsin as well?
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great now. We have... last year we had this with goal. Now we have, Triple-A big league goal. But it feels great. I like the fans. I like the team, the environment. Everything's perfect here. The weather. Everything's perfect, yeah. It feels great to be back.
Now, last year as well, you said one of your favorite parts about Double-A was the food. I know you guys haven't been here very long, but is that still holding up for 2024?
It's still holding up. We've had a lot of good food lately, so I think we're gonna keep it for this year. I hope we do, because that's probably where the power comes from. So I ain't gonna lie to you.
One of the big things for you this offseason is you did have a choice to make. You didn't earn minor league free agency this past offseason. You decided to re-sign back with the Brewers organization. What went into that decision?
So first of all, I had a conversation with my mom, my dad, and I was like, I don't want to enter free agency because I feel like I haven't given everything that I have in the tank for the Brewers. I've been hurt for a long time. So, they offered me before I even became a free agent. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go back because I feel like business not done with them. So, yeah, I kind of like wanted to try again, with the Brewers.
What about the Brewers organization is so special to you?
I know. Hey, let me tell you this. They have given me the opportunity already two times. When they signed me and this time, and they have always taken care of me. They've always been worried about, anything I do. So for me, it's like, home at the end of the day.
How special is it, too, to work with these coaching staffs, whether it's Mike Guerrero last year, Joe Arolt last year, and this year? How important have those coaches been to your development, and those managers been to your development throughout your career?
Oh, great. Mikey has been helping me a lot with defense, Joe has been teaching me a lot about the game, how to play it. He's been giving me a lot of freedom to play, giving me a lot of confidence. Yeah, it's it's been great. Every time I'm around Errol or Mikey, I know, you know, I can do good because they have my back all the time. You know, they've been rooting for me since day one, so.
This was a fun offseason for you, too. You got to represent Team France in the European Baseball Championships. You got to hang out at spring training. What was the big focus for you this offseason?
My big focus this offseason was consistency, you know, trying to stay healthy, you know, create a routine, you know. Work a lot on my hitting, you know, so I, like I told you, to be consistent the whole year. And then I wanted to represent France because the last time I did it, it was in the European U18 Championship. I wasn't in shape, nothing. I didn't do great, so I wanted to kind of like get back to my form and we deliver, you know. We got walked off by a Brewer catcher from Team Germany, but we got to the semifinals, so we almost got to the semifinals, so it was great.
How cool is it for you to represent Team France? Because your dad played there for a long time.
Yeah, my dad played there for 11 years, I think. So for me, it's almost like home too. Because you know, those people over there have taken care of me all the time. They helped my family. They, you know, when I got there, they gave me free scholarship. They helped me a lot. So for me, France is like, you know, it's my second home besides Cuba. You know, yeah.
Well, Ernesto, thanks much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way, and congrats again on the big-time walk-off.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online, at hgtms.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arald. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch, game two of a three-game set, game two of 138 in 2024 for the Biloxi Shuckers. Javik Blake back with you. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Bradley Blaylock, who makes his Double-A debut, went 6-1 with a 2.82 ERA in 15 starts between Single-A and High-A in the Red Sox and Brewers organizations a year ago, was acquired by the Brewers at the 2023 trade deadline from the Red Sox in exchange for Luis Urias. On the other side of things, it's the lefty Ian Seymour who gets the ball for Montgomery. 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA last year. He did not make an appearance before July 4th, working his way back from Tommy John surgery. Made 13 starts, but threw just 42 innings, 16 walks, and 46 strikeouts. The big thing for Seymour was getting back to Double-A, and he did that for his final start of the year. Went 4 2/3 scoreless innings in the final series of the season for the Biscuits in the regular season against the Biloxi Shuckers. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits coming up in just a couple of moments for the Shuckers. Lineup written out by manager Joe Arald as we take a look at today's starting lineup. It's built by Renova Roofing. Eric Brown Jr. back again in the top spot. Ethan Murray's in the two-hole. Brock Wilking bats third. Wes Clark bats fourth. Then it's Carlos Rodriguez, Freddy Zamora, Ernesto Martinez Jr., and Lamar Spark. Shockers have taken the field. When we return, it's baseball in Biloxi. This has been the Biloxi Shockers pregame show on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. His glove pack slides into second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
10 rounds for the throw home, and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Spark!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
For his double-A debut is Bradley Blaylock, the Keenser Federal Credit Union. Get him in games, his play ball, and we're about ready to go on a Saturday night in Biloxi. Game two of a three-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. And the righty Bradley Blaylock, 6'3", 215 pounds, the native of Grayson, Georgia, makes his double-A debut after 15 starts a year ago. Split between single-A and high-A in the Red Sox and Brewers organization. David Blank alongside you. Buckle up. Time to get ready to go for game two after a wild game one of this series. Shuckers won it 8-7. They scored six unanswered runs on just two hits over the final two innings. As Blaylock fires his final warm-up pitch, Wes Clark fires it down to second, and we're set to go. Drew Baker leads it off for Montgomery. Carson Williams is in the two spot. Bob Seymour bats third. Kenny Piper is in the four spot. Then it's Dominic Keegan, Tanner Murray, Willie Vasquez, Heriberto Hernandez, and Matthew Dyer to round out the starting lineup built by Renova Roofing. Bradley Blaylock's ready to go. Baker's ready to go. And we're underway. First pitch of the night is a fastball top of the zone and a cold strike one. We're off and running. First pitch a minute early tonight, 6.04 p.m. Central Time. 68 degrees and mostly cloudy in Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch, driven out to right. Sparks back on it towards the warning track at the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch. One away. And it brings up the righty, Carson Williams. That was smoked in a line to Sparks. He put out his hand up, almost braced himself up against the wall. Ended up not needing to. And it brings up the righty Williams. Sparks is in right. Eduardo Garcia makes his first career start in the outfield and does it in center for Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez is in left. Blaylock comes home to the righty Williams. First pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes down 1. Blaylock throws 4 different pitches, a fastball, splitter, curveball, and a slider. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count goes down 2. That was the splitter from Blaylock. By the way, Shecker's infield, third to first, Ethan Murray, Eric Brown Jr., Freddie Zamora, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Blaylock works first base side of the rubber. He comes home. Misses low. Cork blocks it up. Williams yesterday was the catalyst in this lineup for Montgomery. Went 2 for 4, 2 doubles, 2 driven in. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball just misses up at 95, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two the count. Blaylock comes home. Williams swings and tips it foul. In and out of court glove, and it sputters towards the backstop. We'll do it again. Williams, after one day, tallies 2 doubles and finds himself as the league leader in doubles in the Southern League. Nobody else has more. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled on the ground to second. Zamora goes down to an E and grabs it. Fires to Martinez Jr. at first. And that retires Williams for the second out. 2 away, and it brings up the lefty, Bob Seymour. We're scoreless. 2 outs in the top of the first inning, just underway. Seymour digs in from the left side. Shocker shipped over a bit towards the right. Murray off the line at third by about 25 feet. The pitch home. Seymour waves and misses. Trying to attack a changeup at 87. The count goes down 1. The 0-1 pitch. Misses away. And the count evens 1 ball and 1 strike. Seymour went 1 for 4 yesterday but drove in 2. And an RBI ground out. An RBI sack fly. The 1-1 pitch. He waves and tips it foul in a Cork's glove. Count goes to 1-2. One and two the count with 2 outs. Blaylock looking for a scoreless first inning in his Double-A debut. He comes on home. Line down the right field line, foul. And we'll do it again. 103 off the bat. Just a little bit ahead on an 85-mile-an-hour splitter. We'll do it again. 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Seymour swings and rolls it first base side. Zamora, the second baseman, gets it. Flips to Martinez Jr. at first. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Blaylock in his Double-A debut. Only 1 ball leaves the infield. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shecker's coming to bat when we return.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, general manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Welcome back to Biloxi. Javik Blake back with you. Into the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. And the Shuckers go up against the first of two lefties slated to start in this three-game set. Tonight's lefty Ian Seymour, who makes just his second double-A start since the start of last season. Made 13 starts a year ago coming back from Tommy John. In single-A, high-A, and double-A in the Rays organization. Made his final start of the year against the Shuckers and went 4 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. He faces a Shuckers lineup that pounded out 8 runs on 9 hits yesterday. And in the leadoff spot for manager Joe Arol is Eric Brown Jr. from the right side. Willie Vasquez plays in at third. First pitch is a fastball that's poured in for strike one. Seymour stands in at 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. 25-year-old native of Madison, Connecticut. The pitch. Brown Jr. swings and bloops it out towards center. Baker a long way to go. In comes Dyer from right, and Dyer makes the catch. Retires Brown Jr. for the first down. Matthew Dyer is in right. Drew Baker's in center. Roberto Hernandez is in left. Third to first round the infield. Willie Vasquez, Carson Williams, Tanner Murray, and Bob Seymour with Dominic Keegan behind the plate. First pitch to the righty, Ethan Murray comes home, and he lifts it out to right center. Dyer ranges over, rocking the sleeves on a chilly night, and he makes the catch for the second out. Three pitches, two outs, and the righty, Brock Wilkins, steps in. 2 for 5 yesterday with a strikeout. That was a hit. 5 of his 7 games at the double-A level. Two outs, nobody on. Seymour comes home, and it's a fastball for strike one. Fastball in at 89 miles an hour. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Wilkin waves and misses, trying to hammer a fastball up high. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin checks his swing. And on plate umpire, Chandler Durham says he goes around. Both pitchers with 1-2-3 first inning. Ian Seymour. Only needs 7 pitches to do it. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Rock to the second, scoreless in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport.
For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Rodrigo brings us into the second inning of action from Shuckers Ballpark. Nick Blake back with you. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Righty Bradley Blaylock faces the righty Kenny Piper first up. And the pitch home. It's a fastball and misses up high at 94. For ball one. Blaylock went three up, three down in the first inning. Only needed 13 pitches to do it. The pitch home. Piper takes low. Fastball at 92, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Piper went 1-for-4 yesterday, tallied an RBI single off a rocket liner in the seventh. The 2-0 pitch spins off a curve, and it's a called strike. Count goes to 2-1. Piper last year showed a lot of power in his bat, 20 homers and an 846 OPS. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and nubs it foul back towards the Shuckers on deck circle, first base side. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball called strike three. Blaylock picks up his first double A strikeout and retires Piper for the first out. Check that. That was the slider from Blaylock. Now one down for the righty Dominic Keegan. The pitch home. Spins off a curve, and it's a called strike one. That one at 79 miles an hour. It's a very over-the-top release from Blaylock. 12-6 curve. Very much goes 12-6. The 0-1 pitch. Buries a pitch in, and it's a called strike. Count goes 0-2. It was a slider from Blaylock. He's working quick. Works first base side of the rubber. Puts the tan mitt up to the mouth. Now the 0-2 pitch. Waving a miss. Top of the zone. 95 from Blaylock. Keegan's down for the second out. Blaylock's a lot of fun to watch so far in his double-A debut. Got a real good arm action. Kind of rears back and fires it home. And now brings up the righty Tanner Murray. 0-for-4 with a strikeout yesterday. Flew out to center three different times. The pitch home. Curveball rocketed towards deep center. Garcia back on it. Under it. And he makes his first put out in center of his career. Former shortstop turned outfielder retires Murray. And that ends a 1-2-3 inning for Blaylock. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're scoreless through an inning and a half on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Valley Live.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Scoreless as we end at the bottom of the second inning. First pitch of the inning from Ian Seymour comes home and blows it by Wes Cork, and the count goes 2-1. That was a 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Seymour. Faces off against the righty, Wes Cork. The 0-1 pitch. Cork takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Javik Blake alongside you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on a Saturday night. Beautiful night for baseball. Temperatures in the high 60s. The pitch. Cork takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. A little bit of cloud cover. Sun's trying to poke its way out. As Wes Cork steps back in. A little bit of a low crouch in the stance. The pitch. He swings and hammers it high in the air, but foul. First base sign. Seymour, the first baseman, gives a little bit of a look, and he disappears about 15 rows deep. Count evens 2-2. Seymour doesn't throw it incredibly hard. The fastball averages about 90 miles an hour. But he is slow, medium, and fast. Fastball, slider, and a curveball. The 2-2 delivery. Cork swings and pokes it on one hop to Williams, who backhands it. It pops up in the air. He grabs it, fires to Seymour. It's in time. What a play from Carson Williams. He had it deflected, but up off his glove. He was able to regather and throw to first in time to get Cork for the first down. One away, and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez comes up. We're scoreless in the last of the second inning. One out, nobody on. Lefty-lefty matchup. Seymour comes home. Rodriguez swings and spirals it down the left field line. Vasquez, the third baseman, out. Hernandez in a foul territory, drops it. He reached out to grab it, and it just glazes by his glove. Count goes 2-1, and Rodriguez gets another life. So far today, we haven't seen a base runner. Laylock's gone 6 up, 6 down. Seymour has gone 4 up, 4 down. Rodriguez back into the box and ready to go. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner at 91. And the count goes 0-2. Rodriguez 1-for-4 a day ago. Also drew a walk. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. Good eye for Rodriguez. Missed by much. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes a slider away. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's been a very efficient day so far for Seymour. Next pitch is just his 17th. It comes home. Rodriguez waves and misses. Fastball at 92. Fastest pitch today from Seymour. He hits his second strikeout. And the righty Freddy Zamora steps in. Zamora was used as a pinch runner last night. Scampered home for the winning run on the Arnisto Martinez Jr. walk-off double. Up for his first plate appearance of 2024. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 89. And the count goes 0-1. Zamora spent all of last year in Biloxi. Appeared in 108 games. The pitch. He waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Time at 92. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes with two outs. We're scoreless. Last of the second inning. Moore last year hit 255 with Biloxi. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and hits it on one hop to short. Williams on the back of the infield grabs it, fires to Seymour at first. And six up, six down for both sides. Blaylock and Seymour matching zeros through two. And we head to the third scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the top of the third inning, scoreless, two of a three-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits. Righty Bradley Blaylock faces the righty Willie Vasquez. The first pitch of the inning is rocketed out to deep right. Sparks after it. It curls foul and drops down out of play. Smacks hard off a seat. And the count goes 2-1. Blaylock tonight making his Double-A debut. Looked real good so far. Six up, six down on 23 pitches. The 0-1 pitch to Vasquez comes home. He waves and misses. Couldn't catch up to a fastball at 94. And the count goes 2-2. Vasquez yesterday 0 for 3 with a walk. Blaylock comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Tips foul in a court glove for strike 3. Three straight fastballs from Blaylock. And he picks up his third strikeout of the night. Brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. One out, nobody on. Scoreless in the top of the third. Blaylock comes home. Hernandez takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a slider at 85 from Blaylock. Hernandez 1-for-4 yesterday with a double and three strikeouts. In the eighth spot for the second straight day. The pitch misses low. Count evens 1-1. One of the big things last year for Blaylock is he didn't issue very many walks, just 20 walks in 67 innings. The 1-1 pitch tipped foul back to the screen. A splitter at 79. The count goes to 1-2. Look at the movement profile on that splitter. It's really unique. The horizontal break is 0. It comes in at 79 with 15 inches of induced vertical break, which means that's 15 inches more down than it would be compared to what it would be without gravity. Basically just comes in and drops to the ground. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball up. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Hernandez takes just off the outside corner. Fastball at 95. The count goes full. First three-ball count we've seen today from Blaylock. The 3-2 pitch misses low, and Hernandez becomes the first base runner we've seen in this game today. Alrighty, Matthew Dyer comes up, set to make his first plate appearance of the season. Just 18 games played a year ago, making his 2024 debut.
does it with a man on and one out. We're scoreless in the top of the third inning from Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. The pitch. Fastball. Barrels it in at 91 for strike one. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776 and let us know where you're tuning in from. We'll say hello. The 0-1 pitch. Dyer waves and misses. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 0-2. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses up at 94, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Misses off the inside corner. Burke reached over to try and grab it. Able to just get a glove on it. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Chopped foul. Back towards the Biscuits dugout. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch again. Misses low and the count goes full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Man on in the top of the third inning. We're scoreless. Check back to first. Hernandez back in time. Another check back to first. Hernandez is back again. Blaylock's used both of his throws over to first. He's used both disengagements. So next time he steps off, either has to get Hernandez out or Hernandez gets to take second on a free pass. The payoff pitch, Hernandez is off pitch, misses up, and it's back-to-back walks for Blaylock. Puts runners on first and second with one away for Drew Baker at the top of the order. Hernandez at second, Dyer at first. Blaylock delivers. Fastball lifted foul. Out of play in the first base side. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Rolled on the ground, left side of the infield. Brown Jr. goes to his knees, grabs it at short, fires to third, it's in time. A heads-up play from Brown Jr. gets the lead runner. And now two away for Carson Williams. Baker reaches, Dyer goes to second. A terrific job by Brown Jr. He went to his knees to corral it. Went kind of a backhand sliding motion towards the outfield. Snagged it, and then had the heads-up ability to fire it to Ethan Murray at third. And Hernandez didn't even expect the ball to go to third. Now two outs and two on. Williams 0-for-1 today. The pitch, wave and a miss. Slider at 83, and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery misses up.
count evens, one ball and one strike. Baker's at first, Dyer's at second. Sun officially starting to peek out some long shadows in the outfield. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 2-1. That was a rare changeup from Blaylock. We haven't seen too many of those today. He comes set, first base side. Now the pitch. Rolled foul, third base side, and we'll do it again. Not many fastballs from Blaylock this at-bat. A lot of sliders and changeups. He hasn't thrown a pitch above 85 in this at-bat. Against Carson Williams, who hits very well and hit fastballs well yesterday. A healthy diet of off-speed stuff today. 2-2 the count with two outs. Both runners start to dance around. The pitch rocketed towards left center. Garcia back on it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. What a terrific job by Bradley Blaylock to dance around two walks with some help from Eric Brown Jr. on defense. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. Scoreless through 2.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bottom of the third in Biloxi. We're scoreless. Montgomery, Biloxi, game two of a three-game set. Lefty-lefty matchup between Ian Seymour and Ernesto Martinez Jr. at the plate. First pitch. Fastball pounds them in on the inside corner at 89. And we're off and running in the bottom of the third inning. We've seen three total base runners today. And no hits for either side. It's been a well-pitched game. The pitch. Martinez pops it foul ball, third base side, out of play. And the count goes 2-2. Martinez Jr. yesterday, 2-for-5 with three runs driven in. Tallied his second career opening day walk-off. Last did it in 2022 with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Goes around. Fastball up high at 90 miles an hour. Seymour's retired seven straight. Picks up his third strikeout of the day. Omar Sparks steps in from the right side. 1-for-4 yesterday. The pitch. Wave and a miss. A healthy cut and a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes 2-1. One out, nobody on. Scoreless in the last of the third inning. The pitch. Sparks waves and misses. Curveball off the outside corner at 82. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Seymour delivers home. Sparks takes up. Check to first. He does not go. It's his first base umpire, Warren Eubanks. He's at first. Joe McCarthy's at third. And Chandler Durham is behind the plate. One ball, two strikes, one out. Seymour comes home. Sparks takes low. Changeup at 82. Count evens 2-2. Very low spin changeup from Seymour. Just 1,500 RPMs. 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Dotson another changeup. And Seymour has himself his fourth strikeout of the day. Sparks goes down swinging. It brings up Eduardo Garcia for his first career double-A at bat. Garcia making the start in center field today. The pitch home. He takes curveball for strike one. Right at the knees from Seymour. Garcia, prior to this year, had been an infielder for the entirety of his career. The 0-1 pitch. He takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Hit 208 a season ago in High A, Wisconsin. Then reinvented himself as an outfielder in spring training. Is in Biloxi. The pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner at 91. The count goes to 1-2. Scoreless in the last of the third. The 1-2 pitch misses low and away. Changeup at 83. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Seymour, the lefty, comes home to Garcia. Waves and misses. Fastball at 92, and Seymour strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Both teams scoreless, both teams hitless through three. Bradley Blaylock back to the hill in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the top of the fourth inning. We're still looking for a run. We're still looking for a hit. We're scoreless. Bradley Blaylock back to the hill. Faces the lefty Bob Seymour up for Montgomery. The pitch. Seymour takes low for ball one. Slider at 84 from Blaylock, who's looked terrific tonight. He's only allowed two walks, struck out three, nothing else. 1-0 pitch. Seymour swings and clobbers it. High to center. Garcia went down to a crouch for a moment to find it. Now back up and makes the catch with two hands. Tires Seymour for the out. Seymour hit it hard, 106 off the bat. Only problem was it's a 45-degree launch angle, more straight up than out. And it turns into a fly out to center. Brings up the righty Kenny Piper. Piper's 0-for-1 today. Struck out in a slider back in the second. Blaylock comes home. Piper takes low. The slider at 84, and the count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 1-0 pitch. Piper takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Lots of runs already in Kodak. Tennessee Smokies lead the Rocket City Trash Pandas 3-0 in the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the second, Pensacola and the M-Braves are netted at 1. The 2-0 pitch. Piper takes a strike right in the inside corner. Slider at 83. And the count goes to 2-1. And the final game in progress currently. Scoreless in the last of the first between Birmingham and Chattanooga. 2-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner. Slider at 84. And the count goes to 2-1. Check that. 3 balls in 1 strike. The 3-1 pitch. Piper fouls it straight back. And the count goes full. Blaylock just got past 50 pitches. Last one was his 52nd of the day. He's looked real good. Guy who went through his first spring training in the Brewers organization. The 3-2 pitch. Piper swings and laces it out to right center. It's down for a base hit. 2 hops to Garcia, who picks it up. Fires it back in towards the infield. A hard throw that 1 hops Eric Brown Jr. as he corrals it at second. That limits Piper to a single. And we have our first hit of the game. It took until 1 out in the top of the fourth. But Piper has hits in both games to start the year. Brings up the righty Dominic Keegan. It's hard off the bat, 102 miles an hour. Keegan comes up, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. We're scoreless in the top of the fourth. The pitch, Keegan pops it up, foul ball first base side, and reaches the seats. Lands in somebody's beer. And the count goes 0-1. Oh, no. Right outside the beer garden on the first base side. Looks like he might have just gotten a beer, and the beer is no more. The 0-1 pitch misses low. Slider at 84, and the count evens 1-1. At that point, you almost have to give him a free beer, right? The 1-1 pitch, curveball, fouled back to the screen. The count goes to 1-2. I don't even think he got the foul ball either. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Blaylock comes home. Keegan swings and touches it foul. First base side out of play. Into nobody's beer. And the count stays at 1-2. Blaylock comes in. Piper off first. The pitch misses low. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Keegan calls time and steps out. The 2-2 pitch. Jump third base side. 2 hops. Murray gets it off his back, but fires to second for 1. Good pick by Zamora. Throw to first. The splits. And Martinez can't get the ball fast enough. Keegan beats it out. Martinez went full on with the splits, but a great job by Ethan Murray at third to backhand it. Fire it to Zamora, who made a real nice pick at second. 2 away now for the righty Tanner Murray. Almost a terrific double play. Instead, it's a terrific fielder's choice. And now 2 outs and 1 on for the righty Tanner Murray, who's 0-for-1 today with a wild fly out to center. 2 outs, top of the fourth inning, scoreless between the Shockers and the Biscuits. Blaylock delivers. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Short leadoff first for Keegan. The pitch. Chop third base side. Murray gets it on 2 hops. A little bit easier this time. Fires it to second and finishes out the inning.
Ethan Murray gets some action over at third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through three and a half, and we're scoreless. Shackers coming to bat next. See Shackers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Bottom of the fourth inning and the top of the order due up against the lefty Ian Seymour for Montgomery. No runs for either side. Pitch is a fastball and a called strike on the outside corner. We're off and running in the bottom of the fourth. Ian Seymour has faced nine batters, and he's retired all of them. Nine up, nine down. Brown Jr. fled to right back in the first. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Five of the nine outs recorded via the strikeout, including Seymour striking out the side at the bottom of the third inning. Brown Jr. calls time. Seymour trying to go quick. Quickly. Goes to the rosin bag as Brown Jr. takes his time to get back in, trying to disrupt the timing. Start of the second time through the order. The 0-2 pitch. Brown Jr. takes low. Keegan blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Brown Jr. fouls it back to the screen, and we'll do it again. He got his first double-A hit yesterday. Made a couple appearances with Biloxi during the final series of the 2023 season, also against the Biscuits. Got a double yesterday. 1-2 pitch. Takes low, checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been a good pitcher's duel so far between Blaylock and Seymour. The lefty comes home. Brown Jr. waves and misses. Keegan blocks it up, slaps the tag on Brown Jr. The changeup low gets Brown Jr. Sixth strikeout of the day for Seymour. He struck out four straight. Up comes the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray 0-for-1 today with a flyout to right. The pitch home. He swings and rockets it down the left field line, foul. And the count goes 0-1. Bit ahead on a slow 73-mile-an-hour curveball. The curveball, the slowest of the four offerings we've seen from Seymour tonight. Fastball's been up to about 92-93. The pitch. Murray swings and taps it foul. Right at home plate. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes.
The pitch. Murray takes low and away. Changeup at 84. That goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Murray takes off the outside corner. Slider at 86. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seymour picks up his leg and fires home. Murray touches it out to right. Dyer, couple steps back on it, settles under it, makes the over-the-shoulder catch, and retires Murray for the second out. 11 up, 11 down. And up comes the righty, Brock Borkin. Seymour about to throw his 45th pitch of the night. He's been incredibly effective. Comes home to Wilkin. Wilkin waves and misses. Fastball at 91. He tried to hammer it. Count goes down 1-1. He's rocking the light blue batting gloves and the light blue arm sleeve on his left arm. The 0-1 pitch takes a strike right at the letters, and the count goes down 1-2. Steps out for a moment, now digs back in. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Scoreless in the last of the fourth. The pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball, top of the zone at 92. Seymour has gone 12 up, 12 down. And he struck out 7 through 4 innings. Way to the fifth. Scoreless on the Luxy Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Willie Vasquez leads it off for Montgomery into the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers, Biscuits, scoreless. We've seen just one hit between the two teams. Righty Bradley Blaylock back to work. Fires home to the righty Vasquez. First pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And the count goes down 1-1. Bradley Blaylock's been really good. Ian Seymour's been really good on the other side of things for Montgomery. The pitch. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Seymour's faced the minimum through 4. 12 up, 12 down. Blaylock's walked 2, allowed a single, and seen 3 batters grounded to fielder's choices. The pitch, chopped third base side and foul. Count goes to 1-2. Both pitchers, their pitch count's in good shape. Blaylock just threw his 64th pitch of the night. He and Seymour's thrown just 47. The 1-2 pitch misses away. Fastball at 93. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasquez 0 for 1 tonight. Struck out a fastball on the inside corner back in the third. The 2-2 pitch, fastball just misses away. Tried to dot it on the outside corner. The count goes full. Whitlock's playoff pitch comes home. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Martinez Jr. ranges over towards the stands. Drops down a couple rows back. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Count stays at 3-2. Nobody on, nobody out. The pitch home. Chop to short. Couple hops to Brown Jr. Gets off his back foot. Fires to first. And it's in time. One away. And it brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. And gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Javik Blake back alongside you. We're scoreless in the top of the fifth inning. Righty Bradley Blaylock comes home to the righty Heriberto Hernandez. First pitch is a called strike one at the top of the zone. Shuckers bullpen starts to move around. Lefty Russell Smith starts throwing with bullpen catcher Andy Yerzy. The pitch, chopped foul third base side. And the count goes 10-2. Now, if this was August, the Shuckers bullpen wouldn't be moving. The first start of the year for Blaylock, who only threw 67 innings a year ago. Pitch count, about to touch 70. It's at 69 at the moment. Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving. The pitch home. Popped up a mile high behind home plate. Clark gives it a look, but it gets out of play. Count stays at 0-2. By the way, we want to say hello to a couple of friends tuning in on the text of the booth line. Big hello to Kane and Sarah, who are tuning in tonight from Gulfport and Ocean Springs. The 0-2 pitch. Hernandez takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. Also, a big hello today to our friends listening in from Florida. And Brewers beat reporter Kurt Hoke tuning in from Wisconsin tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Hernandez takes low. Slider at 86, and the count evens at 2-2. Kurt's got the night off from covering the Brewers, so instead he decides, well, why don't I just watch the next Brewers? Appreciate you turning in, Kurt. The 2-2 pitch, hammered deep to left, curls towards the pole, and it's way foul, but it's also way gone. 103 off the bat. Projected distance, 380 feet, 60 feet beyond the wall. And left. The count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Hernandez takes low. Splitter at 77. The count goes full at 3-2. It's been a great one tonight between Blaylock and Ian Seymour. The payoff pitch. Hernandez takes strike three outside corner. Fourth strikeout of the day for Blaylock. And it brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. Two outs, nobody on. Blaylock's been absolutely stunning in his Double-A debut. The righty Dyer up with two outs. The pitch. Wave and a miss. He buries a fastball at 92 right by him. And the count goes to 0-1. What a treat it's been tonight to see Blaylock and Seymour lock horns. Dyer walked last time up. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Back-to-back fastballs. This one at 94. And Blaylock may know that this is his last inning. 94, one of his fastest pitches of the night. A lot of drop on that fastball. Now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses away. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Popped up. Out of play. First base side. And we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, two outs in a scoreless game in the top of the fifth inning. Blaylock comes home. Fastball popped up. Right side of the infield. Zamora extends his arms. Calls everybody off. Settles under at about 30 feet in a fair territory from the right field line. And he makes the catch to end the inning. What a start from Blaylock. Five shutout innings and he's allowed just one hit. We're halfway through in Biloxi. We're still looking for a run. It's scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom five, Shuckers still looking for their first base runner. Lefty Ian Seymour, who fires home to the righty Wes Clark. He pops it up and drives it out to right. Dyer a long way over towards the line in a foul territory. And it drops down out of play. Count goes 2-1. Shuckers have attacked early in the count against Seymour. Despite that, Seymour has struck out seven through the first four innings. The pitch count doesn't look like a pitcher's thrown and struck out seven. That was Seymour's 49th pitch of the night. He's about to throw his 50th. We're scoreless in the last of the fifth. The pitch. Clark takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. Shuckers have been held off the base paths tonight. No runs, no hits, no walks. It's been 12 up, 12 down from Seymour. The 0-2 pitch. Clark waves and misses, trying to attack a high fastball at 90 miles an hour. Make it eight strikeouts on the night from Seymour. One away, and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez comes up. Rodriguez digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch home. He takes a strike outside corner at 89. And the count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez swings and bloops it foul, third base side. And it reaches the seats. Count goes 2-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch home. Rodriguez swings and drives it. Out to left. Hernandez drifts over towards the line, and he makes the catch. Two away. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Freddy Zamora comes up from the right side. Two outs, nobody on. A scoreless game. The pitch. Seymour spins off a curveball, and it drops in for strike one in the outside corner. 14 up, 14 down for Seymour. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora takes low and away. The count evens 1-1. Russell Smith, left-handed arm, continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Blaylock's past 70 pitches. Already threw 5 innings in his first start of the year. The pitch. Zamora takes low. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Zamora swings. Lines it to deep left. Hernandez back. It won't be. 15 retired in a row. Zamora lifts off. First hit of the game. First home run of the game. First run of the game. 1-0 Biloxi. Two off the bat, 329 feet for Freddie. His first of the year is his first hit of the year. And it's 1-0 Biloxi.
That's all you, Taylor.
The pitch home to Martinez Jr. He waves and misses. Caught Keegan on the backswing. Count goes to 0-1. He quickly made sure Keegan was okay. Keegan takes off his glove and starts to shake his left hand. Martinez whirled around with the bat. Just the force of his swing carried it backwards. But Keegan looks okay. Now the pitch. Martinez swings and bloops it foul back towards the visiting broadcast booth. And brand new Biscuits broadcaster Jack Sadegan has not been called into play. It drops down on the concourse. The count goes to 0-2 with two outs. The 0-2 pitch. Martinez takes inside and he's hit. Shackers get a base runner. Winds up Sparks with two outs. The pitch home. Sparks from the right side takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr. has some speed at first. Over 15 stolen bases a year ago. The pitch home. Sparks swings and pops it up. First base side, and it trails towards the seats. Dyer gives it a look, but it's out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch home. Sparks takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Freddie Zamora. A line drive homer to left. Just two batters ago. Check back to first. Long way to go for Martinez Jr., but he just gets back in time. The 2-1 pitch. Sparks takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, all of a sudden, Seymour has been a little unlike what it was for the first 5 innings of this game. The pitch home is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count runs full to 3-2. For the first 4 2/3, Seymour looked unhittable. Now a 3-ball count to Sparks. Martinez Jr.'s hit, and Zamora a homer. Things have opened up just a tad for the Shuckers. Sparks steps out, readjusts everything. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Martinez Jr. off first. Seymour comes set. comes home to Sparks. Martinez Jr. on the move, and Sparks waves through a changeup down low to end the inning.
All right, Wade.
One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Freddie Zamora's first of the year gets Biloxi on the board. It's 1-0 through five on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Custom-built trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom-built trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom-built trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Woolmarket and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Checkers lead it 1-0, and they end up the bullpen for the first time tonight. Bradley Blaylock done after five shutout innings, and he's in line for a win. Lefty Russell Smith comes in. Drew Baker up first at the top of the order for the Biscuits. First pitch. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik White back with you from Biloxi. Smith comes home. Baker takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Baker's 0-2 tonight. Pull out to right in the first, and granted into a fielder's choice in the third. The 1-1 pitch. He swings, rolls it back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Garcia picks it up and fires it in. Baker's tallied a hit in each of the first two games to start the year. The leadoff man gets on. Up comes the righty Carson Williams. Smith, the tallest player on the roster, stands in at 6'8", 245 pounds. The pitch home. Williams waves and misses. Bit ahead of a slider at 81. Count an 0-1. Smith a year ago came up to Biloxi for the back half of the year. 4.8 ERA in 29 appearances. The pitch, wave and a miss. Williams ahead of another 80-mile-an-hour slider, and the count goes to 0-2. Made 21 of the 29 appearances in Biloxi. Williams calls time and steps out. Big thing for Smith. The end of the year on a great note. Lodges three runs over his final 13 appearances of the year. That's a 1.56 ERA. The 0-2 pitch. Williams takes a slider off the inside corner at 82, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Checkers lead it 1-0 in the top of the sixth. The pinch runner goes. Chopped foul into Quark's mitt for strike three. Throw to second, not in time. Baker almost slides off the bag, able to hold himself on. Baker swipes second. Smith gets the strikeout. Now one away for the lefty, Bob Seymour. Seymour's 0-2 tonight. On a night where Nobody has hit the ball well on either side. We've seen just three combined hits. Freddie Zamora's homer the only difference. The pitch. Seymour takes a slider away. The count goes to 1-0. Seymour's 0-2, grounded out to second in the first, and flung to center in the fourth. The pitch. He swings and chops it right side of the infield, but foul. Martinez gloves it and tries to glove flip to the first base coach, Herman Melendez. The count evens 1-1. Melendez grabs it, fires it into the stands, and a couple kids reaching up with the gloves, trying to grab it. Smith picks up his leg and spins around, stares back Baker to the bag. The pitch home. Seymour swings and clubs it to second. Zamora gobbles it up, takes a hop towards first, and fires it to Martinez Jr. Works almost like a swinging bunt. Baker to third. Seymour's retired and now two away for the righty, Kenny Piper. Piper stands in. Tying run at third. It's 1-0 Shuckers in the top of the sixth inning. Piper's 1-2 today. The pitch. He takes up and the count goes to 1-0. Smith comes set, and the lefty comes home. Pours one in. Dots the outside corner with an 81-mile-an-hour curveball. The count evens 1-1. Baker, a big lead off third. Nobody's holding him on. The pitch. Line foul. Out of play in the first base side. Off the top of the sweet deck and down into the bowl. And a one ball and two strikes with two away. Russell Smith trying to finish off a scoreless inning to start his 2024 campaign. It comes home. Pops foul behind home plate and out of play. We'll do it again to Piper. Smith and Piper. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Tying run at third. The top of the sixth inning. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. He buries a slider at 84. Clark blocks it up and fires to first. Finishes off a very good inning of work from Russell Smith. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's 1-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
former Brewer farmhand Evan Reichert is out of the bullpen. As we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's 1-0 Biloxi. Ian Seymour's day done after five, and the righty Reichert comes in to face the righty Garcia. First pitch is a curveball that misses low. The count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you on a Saturday night, game two of a three-game set. Reichert fingers home, and it misses away. Count goes to 2-0. Seymour, a terrific line tonight, goes five innings, gives up one hit, one run, no walks. Now the pitch home. Garcia shatters his bat and grounds it to third. Vasquez grabs it, hops over the bat, fires to first. Tires Garcia for the out. Brings up Eric Brown Jr. at the top of the order. To the final line for Seymour. Five innings pitch, gives up one hit, one run, no walks, nine strikeouts. Does it all in 66 pitches. Reichert last year made just five appearances in high A in the Rays organization. First pitch to Brown Jr. is a strike on the inside corner. It goes 0-1. Brown Jr. 0-2 today. Reichert comes home. Curveball. He splays out of the box. And it just misses off the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Brown Jr. is trying to argue that he's been hit, and manager Joe Ewalt's out of the dugout. The ball took a weird deflection. The deflection would be Eric Brown Jr.'s body. On an 84-mile-an-hour curveball from Reichert. The umpire and crew comes together. Chandler Durham, Warren Eubanks, and Joe McCarthy. One out. Nobody on in the bottom of the sixth inning. And they rule it does not hit Brown Jr. One and one the count. The pitch home. Brown Jr. takes a strike. Curveball at 84, and the count goes to 1-2. Brown Jr. steps out. Reichert back in Double A for the first time since 2022. Through 3 1/3 innings with the Biscuits after spending a majority of that year in high A with Bowling Green. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. waves and misses. It gets by Keegan, who pops up, grabs it, fires to first. Brown Jr. tries to light out. The throw to first beats him by a couple of steps. Now two away for Ethan Murray. Checker strikeout for the 10th time tonight. After just five strikeouts a night ago, Murray comes up. He's 0-2 today. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, wave and a miss. Big time curveball. At 84, count goes to 0-1. Checkers lead it 1-0. One run came on their only hit, a Freddy Zamora homer back in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch, Murray takes low and it bounces into Keegan Smith. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Murray fouls it back up and out of play. Out of the ballpark. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs.
Righty Reifert comes set. Now the pitch. Murray takes up. Fastball at 94. Counts even. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Murray takes away and it bounces into Keegan's mitt. Bounced about 2 feet in front of home plate. The count goes full with two outs. The 3-2 pitch. Murray waves and misses. Curveball from Reifert gets Murray. The Shuckers go down in order in the sixth. Right, the seventh, 1-0 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're on to the seventh inning, and the Shuckers lead it 1-0. Both pitching staffs have been terrific tonight. Russell Smith into his second inning of work. Worked around a leadoff single in the sixth with two strikeouts. Starts off against the righty Dominic Keegan. The catcher tonight for the Biscuits. He's 0-2 and 0-5 to start the season. The lefty Smith comes home. First pitch is a called strike. It pops at a Quark's mitt. Skitters towards home plate. Towards the first base dugout. Count goes down 1-1. Smith comes home. Line foul. First base side out of play, and the count goes to 2. The Shuckers do have two Smiths on their roster, Russell Smith and Shane Smith. No relation. Shane Smith pitched last night, got his first double-A win after a terrific ninth inning. The 0-2 pitch. Keegan takes strike 3 inside corner. Dotson a curveball at 82, and Russell Smith has himself 3 strikeouts tonight. One away for the righty, Tanner Murray. Shuckers pitching struck out 11 a night ago. They've struck out 7 so far. One away in the top of the 7th. Murray digs in from the right side. It's 1-0 Biloxi. Pitch home. Rolled third base side foul, and the count goes to 0-1. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game already final. The Timber Rattlers got their first win of the year earlier today. The 0-1 pitch rolled again foul. And the count goes to 0-2. This one rolls past the third base bag. Hot off the bat. Murray just a bit ahead of it. Timber Rattlers won 6-3 over Peoria earlier today in Appleton. They're through 4 innings in Nashville. St. Paul Saints up 2-0 on the Sounds. Tobias Myers got the start today for Nashville. Set the single-season strikeout record last year here in Biloxi. in the bottom of the eighth. Carolina Mudcats up 6-2 on the Salem Red Sox. The pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-2. At the big league level, Mariners lead the Brewers 3-0. Brewers today looking to go 6-1 to start the season. Got a walk-off walk last night. Helped earn Abner Uribe his first big league win. 1-2 the count here to Murray. The pitch home. He swings, breaks his bat, loops it towards right. Zamora sprints out, Sparks sprints in, and it drops between them. Tanner Murray bloops one in for the third hit of the day for Montgomery. And the tying runs on for the righty Willie Vasquez. That was a little bleeder off the bat at 71 miles an hour. Just dunked it between Zamora and Sparks. Vasquez steps in. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out to short. The pitch home. He swings and hits it to third. Murray stabs at it, grabs it. Murray displays the defense, and Vasquez is down for the second out. That's the second time tonight we've seen Ethan Murray make a real nice play at third. Made a great one to start a fielder's choice back in the third inning. Makes a great stab there for the second out. Now Heriberto Hernandez up. First pitch to him is a called strike one at 90 miles an hour. Two outs, one on. 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the seventh. The pitch home. He swings and torches it out to right center. Sparks the right fielder, drifts over. Garcia's over as well. Garcia takes control, makes the catch, and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. It's 1-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Valley Live.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Bottom of the seventh inning. It's 1-0 Shuckers over the Montgomery Biscuits. Righty Brock Wilkin first up. Patrick Wicklander fouls it. First pitch is fouled back off of Wicklander. And the count goes 2-1. Welcome back to Biloxi. Chapek Blake back with you. Wicklander was used mostly as a starter last year for Montgomery. Moved to the bullpen this year. Second lefty the Shuckers have seen tonight. He fires home to Wilkin. Takes up and in. Count evens 1-1. Wilkin's 0 for 2 tonight with 2 strikeouts. By the way, final line for Reifer. Throws a perfect sixth inning. Strikes out 2. Throws 13 pitches. The pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have Justin King up in the bullpen, another lefty. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin waves and misses. Fastball down low at 94. Keegan smothers it and slaps the tag on him. Wilkin strikes out for the third time tonight. Brings up the righty West Clark. Checkers lead it 1-0. They have one hit today. But that's all they've needed so far. Solo shot from Freddie Zamora in the fifth. That's the difference in the scoreboard. The pitch home to Clark. Fouls it back, and the count goes 2-1. Wicklander last year, 23 appearances and 11 starts with an ERA just over 4, 4.08 in 81 and two-thirds innings. The 0-1 pitch. Clark swings and hits it on one hop to second. Murray hops and grabs it, fires to Seymour at first. And Clark's retired for the second out. Hot shot off the bat, 103 miles an hour, low sinking liner. Good job by Murray to gobble it up on the back of the infield. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez steps in. 0-2 today with a strikeout, a flyout to left. It's 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Rodriguez takes strike one at the knees. Fastball at 92. Two outs, nobody on. Wicklander comes home. Rodriguez takes low and away. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. Rodriguez rocking the light blue cleats. He's also rocking a light blue glove this year in the outfield. The 1-1 delivery. He takes low and the count goes to 2-1. This is all out of love for his childhood team and the team that he got to play with this winter in Venezuela, Navajantes. In English, translates to the Navigators in the Venezuelan Winter League. The 2-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. He said he ordered three gloves this year, all of them in that color. He's able to play about 30-plus games for him this year. The first time his family got to see him play live in Venezuela. The 3-1 pitch. He takes low and he draws a walk. The light blue cleats have some on-base appearances for him so far. Takes a walk, reaches base for the third time this year, second time he's done it via the walk. And up comes the righty, Freddie Zamora. Man on first with two away, 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the seventh. Zamora has that one hit and is responsible for that one run. Line drive homer back in the fifth inning. Rodriguez off first. The pitch. He swings and rolls it foul by Fidel Pena, the third base coach, who acts like he's fielding a ground ball and fakes the throw to first. Count it, no balls and one strike. Pena was a former player. Actually played for manager Joe Arroyo. Back for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora pops it foul, first base side out of play. Count goes 2-2. Pena coached with Arroyo in Wisconsin. He played for him back with the Brevard County Manatees when Brevard County was the Florida State League High A affiliate of the Brewers back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. The pitch misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez takes a lead off first. A check back to first, and he takes two steps back to where he was about 5 seconds ago. Justin King continues to get warm in that Shuckers bullpen. Set to come in for his Double-A debut. Canadian-born left-hander. The pitch home. Rodriguez is off. It's a called strike three. Throw to second. Doesn't matter. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through seven. 1-0 Biloxi. Justin King in for his Double-A debut, and we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Russell Smith is out, and Justin King is on for his Double-A debut. The 26-year-old Canadian-born lefty stands in at 6'1", 215 pounds, faces the righty Matthew Dyer. He gets set to start the top of the eighth inning. It's 1-0 Biloxi. Shuckers have one hit. It was a solo homer, and that's all they've needed. King's first pitch is hammered down the left field line. It sinks in foul, and the count goes 0-1. 103 off the bat from Dyer. It's a long strike one. King made seven relief appearances this fall in the Arizona Fall League with the Surprise Saguaros. First catcher there was Wes Clark. The two of them, along with Justin Yeager, helped Surprise win the Arizona Fall League title. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Slider at 83, and the count goes 0-2. And of Seminaris also appeared, and J.J. Reimer, the Shuckers' hitting coach, was a part of the coaching staff for Surprise this fall. The pitch fouled off at the plate. Count stays at 0-2. King last year was real good. 28 relief appearances in Wisconsin. 18 of the 28 outings were scoreless, and he struck out 39% of the batters he faced. The 0-2 pitch, Dyer takes up and in. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch home. Tipped foul in a Clark's glove for strike three, and Justin King, he's just one batter to record his first Double-A strikeout. Dyer's down. One away for Drew Baker. Got him on an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Back to the top of the order. Ready, Drew Baker stands in. The pitch home. Baker takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Fastball at 92 from King. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and hammers it down the right field line. Sparks is a long way to go. Range is over. It drops in foul. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Thank you. The 0-2 pitch. Baker takes just off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. One and two, the count with one out. King comes set. Now comes home. Dabble back, and we'll do it again. The 1-2 pitch. Baker waves and misses. 92 at the top of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts from King to start his double-A career, and it brings up the righty Carson Williams. Williams is 0 for 3 today with a strikeout. Two outs and nobody on. 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers get Justin Yeager up in the bullpen. Shane Smith pitched last night. You have to thank Shane Smith, Justin Yeager, the two horses in the back of the bullpen. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Last year for Biloxi was Abner Uribe and Cam Robinson. That's the two closers. It could very well be Shane Smith and Justin Yeager to start this year. 2-0 pitch. Lifted out to right. Sparks back on it. Drifts back towards the warning track. Now rounds it off. Takes a step in. Reaches out. Makes the grab. Williams is retiring, and it's a 1-2-3 inning from King. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 1-0 Biloxi through 7.5. Back to Biloxi in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the last of the eighth, Shuckers lead it 1-0. Patrick Whitmer, back to the hill for Montgomery. This is Biloxi, Ernesto Martinez Jr. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes a strike on the outside corner, 92 miles an hour on the gun. And we're off and running. Martinez Jr. 0-for-1. Was hit by a pitch last time up. Martinez calls Simon, steps out. Justin Yeager starts to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Shuckers lead it 1-0. The pitch home. Martinez swings and hammers it out to deep left center field. Baker over, rounds it off in the alleyway and makes the catch. Retires Martinez Jr. for the first out. Up comes Lamar Sparks. The righty's 0-for-2 tonight with two strikeouts. 1-0 Biloxi. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. Quicklander delivers. Sparks swings and slices it down the right field line. It curls foul off the bullpen bench. Count goes down 1-1. Make sure to stick around postgame for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers and the official partner of the broadcast booth. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks swings and pops it foul. Out of play on the first base side, and the count goes 10-2. It's 1-0 Biloxi. Shuckers have one hit. It was a solo shot from Freddie Zamora. That's been it, and that's all they've needed. The 0-2 pitch. Sparks takes a slider low and inside. Count goes 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Sparks takes up and away. Count evens 2-2. Quicklander comes home. Sparks takes off the inside corner. Count goes full. 3-2, 1-1. Last of the eighth inning. The pitch. Sparks takes strike 3 on the inside corner at 91. Two away, and the righty Eduardo Garcia comes up. Garcia's 0-2 in his Double-A debut. Struck out in the third, grounded out to third, back in the sixth inning. 1-0 Biloxi. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch home. Garcia takes strike 1. Pops them in at 92. Hear that smack into the leather. Counter, no balls and 1-1. Quicklander delivers. Garcia takes strike 2 on the inside corner. Garcia uses one timeout and steps out of the box. Shuckers lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now the pitch. Garcia waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And in comes Justin Yeager when we come back. Trying to lock down the first series win of the year for Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the bottom of the eighth. Time to go to the ninth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers in MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Top of the ninth inning, Justin Yeager in for Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 1-0, and Yeager in for the save opportunity. This save opportunity and every save opportunity this year is brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. Justin King out. Justin Yeager in. The Shuckers lead it by one. The middle of the order due up. Yeager just three innings last year, hampered by injuries. Out to make his first appearance of this year. First pitch to Seymour. A strike one in an 85, and Seymour swings over the top of it. The 0-1 pitch misses low. The count evens 1-1. Yeager stands in at 6'4", 215 pounds. The pitch. Seymour swings and spirals it foul. Third base side out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Yeager's a two-pitch guy. Fastball and a slider. In his second year in the Brewers organization after being acquired during the 2022-23 offseason from Atlanta. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three. Inside corner at 94. Seymour down looking. And one away for Kenny Piper. Inches of arm side run on that fastball. First pitch to Piper. Check swing. Check the first. Warren Eubank says he does not go on a slider at 86. Camp goes to 1-0. Piper's 1-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts and a single. The 1-0 delivery. Called strike. Slider at 87 on the outside corner. And the count's even. 1-0 Biloxi. One out, nobody on in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch home. Slider lifted out towards left center. Rodriguez, the left fielder, charges in with the baby blue mitt. Makes the catch, two away. Biscuits down to their final out. And it's the righty, Dominic Keegan, who comes up. Keegan's 0-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts. Shuckers looking to win the opening series. Won last night 8-7, up tonight 1-0. Two outs, nobody on, top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Keegan swings and lines it to left center. Rodriguez after it into the alleyway, makes the catch on the run, and Biloxi's 2-0. A 1-0 shutout win on a Saturday night. Bradley Blaylock gets the win in his Double-A debut, and Justin Yeager locks down the save. Freddy Zamora's solo shot, the lone hit for Biloxi, and the difference on the scoreboard. Final line for both sides, Montgomery. No runs on three hits and no errors for Biloxi. One run, one hit, and no errors. Shuckers win the opening set for the second straight year. A chance to go for the sweep tomorrow. It's David Blackwell set to be joined by Freddy Zamora as our Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. Zamora's first hit of the year. It's his first homer of the year, and it proved to be the difference. Ian Seymour, the loss, falls to 0-1. Blaylock, the win, improves to 1-0. And Justin Yeager, the first Pafford EMS save opportunity of the year, locks down his first save of the season. We're sent down to the field in a moment. Shuckers improve to 2-0 on a 1-0 win. Pitching staff gets their first shutout of the season. And they do it in dominant fashion. All right, man. Down to the field with David Blackwell.
Hi, Chuck Nation. I'm down here with the player of the game, Freddy Zamora. This is the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game interview. Freddy, you go 1-for-3. We He had one hit. That was your home run. Take the fastball out of that. It was a lot of shot. And it was just enough to get us through a complete opposite game from the way it was last night. Tell us about the thought process of trying to keep it close, even if tight game all the time.
That's why I think Charles Lane had another shot.
That's great. I know we love all of offense, but man, a good defensive game is always good too. Appreciate it. Go Shuckers!
Big thank you to David Blackwell and Frenny Zamora for tonight's Ground Zero Blues Club post-game interview. Shuckers win it 1-0 in a game that takes a crisp hour 59 to complete. It sees one run on four combined hits. Frenny Zamora's homer, the lone hit for Biloxi, and the difference. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. The Shuckers pitching staff dominates, and Frenny Zamora proves to be the difference. One run on one hit for Biloxi, and the Shuckers win the opening series for the second straight season and have a chance to sweep the Biscuits at 105 tomorrow. Shuckers win 1-0, one run, one hit, no errors for the Biscuits, no runs on three hits and no errors. Shuckers pitching throws their first shutout of the year, give up three hits, two walks, and strikeout 10. Ian Seymour, Evan Reifert, and Patrick Wicklander for Montgomery combined for one hit and one run in eight innings. They walk one, strikeout 15, and the Biscuits unable to get a run home as the Shuckers get the win and take the series. Final time of the game, a crisp hour 59, starts at 6:04, ends at 8:03 in front of 3,150 in Biloxi. Bradley Blaylock, terrific in his double-A debut with the Shuckers, goes five shutout innings, gives up one hit, no runs, two walks, and four strikeouts. Russell Smith and Justin King each pick up a hold, and Justin Yeager locks down his first save of the year and converts the first Pafford EMS save opportunity of the season on a crisp and fast eight-pitch ninth inning. On the other side of things, for Montgomery. Ian Seymour in his first start of the season and just his second start in Double A since the start of the 2023 season. Spent all of last year rehabbing back from Tommy John surgery. Gives up just one run on one hit in five innings and strikes out nine on 66 pitches. But the Shuckers win a pitcher's duel, 1-0 over Montgomery. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to take one last look around the Southern League and the Brewers organization on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. And we'll look ahead to tomorrow's season series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 105. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back to Biloxi in the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as the Shuckers win it by a 1-0 final against the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers are 2-0. Biscuits fall to 0-2 on the season. Shuckers have a chance to go for the series sweep tomorrow at 1:05, where Tyler Wiesner gets the ball, an electric arm that can at times get it up to 99 miles an hour. The fastball that has a ton of ride up towards the zone. He gets the start against the lefty and former big leaguer Brendan McKay, who did not pitch in 2023, trying to work his way back to the big leagues where he was in 2019. Shuckers win 1-0. One run on one hit. A solo shot from Freddie Zamora in the fifth, while the Biscuits held to no runs on three hits with no errors. Final time of the game, an hour 59, a crisp and quick one at Shuckers Ballpark in front of 3,150 on a Saturday night. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League for one final time tonight. Everything else still in action. Tennessee Smokies up 7-0 on the Rocket City Trash Pandas, trying to finish off a series win and clinch the series win after a walk-off win a night ago. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning at Smoky Stadium. Meanwhile, bottom of the seventh inning in Pensacola, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos lead the Mississippi Braves 6-3 and a pitcher's duel in Birmingham. The Penguins lead Chattanooga 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Elsewhere around the Milwaukee Brewers organization, Jackson Churio just hit his second career home run, helped the Brewers get on the board. They're down 4-2 against the Seattle Mariners in the bottom of the eighth inning. Willie Adames currently up with one out and two on. Elsewhere in the organization, still in action, St. Paul up 3-0 on Nashville in the top of the seventh. Saints trying to improve to 5-2 while the Sounds looking to get back to 500 on the season in their first six-game set of the year. Finals around the organization elsewhere. The Wisconsin Timberrattlers got their first win of the year, and they'll go for the series win tomorrow against the Peoria Chiefs, a 6-3 final in Appleton earlier today. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats improved to 2-0, and they'll go for the sweep tomorrow, a 6-2 win over the Salem Red Sox, and they pounded out 12 hits to go along with it. Again, the final score here in Biloxi, 1-0. Bradley Blaylock the win, Ian Seymour the loss, and Justin Yeager his first save of the season. Shuckers finish out the series tomorrow. 105 first pitch. Tyler Wiesner, who went 6-7 with a 4.02 ERA a year ago, goes for Biloxi against the lefty Brendan McKay, who's set to make his first appearance since 2022. He's thrown just 29 innings since the pandemic, trying to battle back from injuries the last couple of years. First pitch at 105. We'll start pregame coverage at 12:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, MILB TV, and the Bally Live app. That'll do it for us tonight. Final time of game at hour 59, 3,150 in attendance. Shuckers win it 1-0. Bradley Blaylock, Russell Smith, Justin King, and Justin Yeager round out a shutout win for Biloxi. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm David Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 12:45 pregame, 105 first pitch. Tyler Wiesner set to make his Double-A debut. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi Shuckers and on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Gotta be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Cruise and WGCM.
weather's warm, but we'll play it cool. We're on vacation, having lots of fun. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, in the summer sun. We're gonna grab a bite at the pizza stand, a write love letters in the sand. We're on vacation,
thanks for cruising along with us. We're cruising WGCM.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say run, sweet lovely run, things to him, and tell him he's the one. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, cause it's easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him he's the one. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a-reeling, yet it's easier said than done. Well, I know, swing with him and just do anything for him. Tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, cause it's easier said than done. Swing with him and just do anything for him, and tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, cause it's easier said than done.
More Boss Tunes to cruise by on Cruise and WGCM.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman,
the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turns you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, much. The good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, earth beneath my feet, a gentle touch that one girl, and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman. You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true.
Something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy.
are serious. Don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here to